Seth Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you for this day, and we're grateful for this great and awesome story we're going to be able to tell the next few days. We ask you to bless everybody's heart with it, Lord, and if anybody wants this story, all they need to do is contact us via our website or by telephone, and we'll be happy to send them the entire story. Father, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
I thought, okay, Lord, I know I can't do this, but I'm going to ask you to do this through me, and I'm going to start studying this book. Now, I had read the Bible, lots of it, not all of it at that time, but I didn't know anything about the Bible. I'm going to be here to tell you, I really, at that time, didn't know anything. And so, for me to take a 45-minute Sunday school class on Sunday morning, I would spend 5, 10, 15 hours a week minimum reading and studying the Bible to teach a 45-minute Bible study class. Well, guess who began to learn? That's right, me. And the things I began to learn in this book blew me away. And then I got to thinking, why don't we teach all of this? Because we never teach it in church. And so we would have a doctor of theology over from the seminary or something, and after he'd get through preaching, I'd attack him that morning and say, I got a couple of questions I want to ask you if you got a couple of minutes. And I'd say, let me turn over to a certain place, and I'd turn over to a great promise. I mean, you take a promise that's so magnificently wonderful in the Word of God. Since I've learned that my Father and your Father, He means what He says, I take this magnificent promise and I turn over there and I say, let me ask you this question, sir. I have been in church all my life and we've never taught this verse in a Sunday school class or in the worship center that I have ever heard. I said, they might have done it on the Sunday I wasn't here, but let me read this magnificent promise to you in Matthew 18:19, and I want you to tell me what you can do with this verse. I said, look here, Jesus is speaking, and he says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it will be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. I said, what does he mean by that? And they would spend 30 minutes explaining away what God said in one line. I said, but you know, he said. Well, but Thurman, you know that he might not mean that, you know. But he said, he said. I could ask anything. Well, yeah, but you know, you're going to have to ask anything according to his will. Then I said, what's according to his will? He said, anything. I mean, that's what he said. Well, I couldn't get no answers. And so one day I said, Lord, I mean, I have every time a seminary professor comes over here, and these people are supposed to know what they're talking about. They're teaching our men in our seminaries. My doctor of theology, which is standing up there preaching to me every Sunday morning, he's been over there and got his PhD from over there, and he gives me the same kind of answers. And when I ask him about these kind of things, whatever, well, he don't give me the answer that you said either. So I said, somebody's got to be wrong here, Lord. I said, I don't understand what it is. So I said, Lord, I'm just going to start believing you. I said, my own earthly father that would make me a promise, if he told me he was going to do something, Dad always did it for me. If Mother told me she would do something for me, I mean, she would, you know, just like when my sister got killed in a car wreck. My sister and her husband had had three little boys, just one right after the other, only about a year apart. And those three little boys, whenever my sister was killed at a young age in a head-on automobile accident by a carload of drunks that passed a truck coming up a hill and killed her, there was a young man in town there. He had good intentions. But he came out and he said, Miss Scrivener, just in case Ricky, which was only 5 months old when my sister was killed, said, if y'all can't take care of Ricky, he said, I would love to adopt him. And my mother was real nice to him, but after he left, she turned to me and said, Thurman, I will scratch with the chickens to feed these babies. Nobody will ever have one of my babies. I will scratch with the chickens to feed these boys. That's a mama that loved her grandbabies, wasn't it? See, that's the kind of home I was raised up in. So anyway, as I was raised up with that and that kind of love, when I would read scriptures in the Word of God that says, my Heavenly Father, he says, you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more will your Heavenly Father give to you that ask? But I asked and nothing happened. I said, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't understand why I come and ask for things and nothing happens. I just don't understand this. You cannot lie. I've read in here you can't lie. But I said, Lord, I asked and it doesn't happen. And then I begin to understand where the Lord says, when you ask, you must thank me for the answer, and you must believe you have received with no doubt in your heart. I said, Lord, I'm not sure I understand that. So one day, I had a young man that I was over at their home one night, and this had been many years ago, and a young man walked in, son of this man that was him and his wife went to church with us, good friends of ours, and on the back of his hand, he had great big white blotches on the back of his hand. I said, Cliff, what's wrong with you? He said, oh, Mr. Scrivener, I've got all these big old warts on the back of my hand. And I said, how would you like to get rid of those warts? He said, well, that's what I've been doctoring them and everything else. You know, of course I want to get rid of them. But he said, nothing seems to work. I said, write your full name down on a piece of paper for me. So he wrote Clifton Wayne Hurley down on a piece of paper. Now then, he said, what are you going to do? I said, they're going to come off. I guarantee it. He said, what do you mean? I said, don't worry about it. In a few weeks, you won't have a wart on your hand. So I left there that night, and I went home, and I got down on my knees, and I read a magnificent promise in the Word of God. When you go to the Word of God, and you look at John 14, 13 and 14, I want you to look at that in your Bible, and I want you to tell me what that verse says. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. And I want you to just tell me, yourself, maybe your Bible read different than mine. You know, I don't know, but this is a wonderful promise to me. And I want somebody to read that out loud to me so that we'll see if your Bible reads about like mine does. Would you read that, young lady?
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Hey, yours read just like mine did. Now, with that promise, ladies and gentlemen, what did the Lord say you could ask for? I mean, did he really mean that? So then, why do we let the enemy, as sons and daughters of the King, why do we let the enemy beat up on us so? With those kind of promises. So I took that promise in fear and trembling and fell on my knees and I said, Father, on behalf of that verse, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to remove those warts from the back of the hands of Clifton Wayne Hurley. And I said, Lord, I have read where you told me I have to believe it with no doubt in my heart. So, Father, I want to thank you for doing it, and it's done, because it's written in your Word. It cannot fail. Now then, when you come to God and call Him into remembrance of His promises, just like He said in Isaiah 43, He says, come and let us reason together. Call me into remembrance of my promises. So if you call God into remembrance of His promises, why do you think He wants you to call Him into remembrance of His promises? Because He forgets them? No. What does He want to know? Do you know them? That's right. Do we know them? So I took the Word of God that night. Now, here's the first thing I did. What did you notice that I did when I told that young man, do you want those warts to come off of your hand? And he said, yes. I told him, they will come off. I didn't say, I'm going to go home and try this, because there's no faith in trying. I didn't tell him, I'm going to go home and I'm going to pray and I hope God will hear, because I've learned hope never brings the King on the scene. Never. Hope is always future tense, and it never, we have hope of heaven, but you don't hope that the warts will come off. You take the Word of God and you find your promise that guarantees they'll come off. You ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus and in thanking for your answer, and it's done with no doubt in your heart. That's the way it has to be done. So, as little as my faith was, I prayed that prayer of faith, asking the Father in the name of Jesus to remove those warts from the back of Clifton Wayne Hurley's hands. And thank the Lord. Now, I'd already told the young man they will come off. That was the first sign that I began to believe this book. That was the first sign. You know, other than accepting Jesus as my Savior. You know, I virtually had never seen a miracle of any kind. I had not seen any direct answers to prayer, and especially nothing like that. But anyway, I thank the Lord that it's done. I had already told the young men when I left that night, I said, I guarantee they will come off. They will come off. About 3 weeks, my phone rang. He said, Thurman, this is Cliff. I said, praise the Lord, son. How are you doing tonight? He said, you know them warts that was on the back of my hand? I said, yeah. He said, they're gone. Completely gone. I said, well, praise the Lord. You know, but I after I talked to him a few minutes, I thought, Lord, now I'm beginning to get the idea. The Lord made you and me another promise. I guess you could say it's a promise. And when you go to Hebrews 11:6 and see what your Bible says there. We read that whole verse of Hebrews 11:6, and then we'll just see what that does say. Because you have to have the Word of God hidden in your heart. Do you have it? What does it read, young lady?
But without faith.
Well, wait, without what?
Faith.
What is that, reckon?
Believing in His Word.
Okay. In other words, but with this young lady up here said, but without faith. And she said, ask her what faith was. She said, it's the Word of God. It's knowing and trusting what's written in this book. But without faith, what now then?
Nothing is impossible.
Wait a minute. But without faith or the Word of God, it is impossible to please God. Now then, let me tell you something. If I or you are just a man or a woman, now this little lady right here is reading right here. I really don't know her yet. But I know her because she's my sister in Christ. I know that. So let's just say that if she and I were going to go somewhere to do something, and there was not one single thing I did today pleased her. If not one thing. Everything I did offended her or did something to her. If I were to ask her to stop and cook me a meal this afternoon, what do you think the chances are of me getting that meal? Not too good, right? Boy, she'd really have to have the compassion and love in her heart to do that for me if I hadn't done not one single thing that pleased her all day long.
Now, we'll start right there tomorrow with the continuation of this story. But if you'd like to have this entire story, which we will continue on with this week, we'll be happy to send it to you. All you need to do is contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And we'd be happy to send you the Caitlin story in its entirety on audio, video, or whatever. Or if you would call us at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to mail it to you. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to mail it to you. And also, we have many other teachings on the web. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid if you'll just contact us. Praise the Lord Jesus. And remember, Jesus is Lord.